Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking this week about living with a new attitude, an attitude that's been made new in Christ, an attitude that affects the way we think, the way we live, the way we interact with others, the way we interact with God. And today we want to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a morning devotion on an attitude of freedom. And it might not be quite what you think it is. Then again, it might be. Let's dive into it. Been looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 this week. And verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." I think for many people, and I would guess it's more common in the United States than many other places, because, well, we focus so much on freedom. We consistently talk about our freedoms, and we get very upset if anyone, specifically any government agency, tries to restrict our freedoms. And so we think of freedom as generally being able to do whatever we want. But when we gaze into God's Word and look beyond the words that we want to hear, I think we see a different picture of what freedom God is really talking about when He uses that word. And so when He talks about God, the Lord being Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, you have to look at the context. The rest of this passage that we've been looking at has been dealing with our attitudes, using the contrast between the preceding covenant, the covenant established with the Israelites at Mount Sinai, and the current covenant established through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. A covenant of law versus a covenant of spirit. A covenant of death versus the covenant of life. And when you begin to look at this verse in that context, then I begin to see a different view. Rather than where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom to do whatever I want, I think a better application is that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom from condemnation. This covenant of the Spirit, this covenant of Jesus, is one that sets us free from the penalty of sin, sets us free from the consequences of our past behavior, sets us free from the attitudes of the mind which have entrapped us and enslaved us. The freedom is what the Bible says, therefore there is now no condemnation in those who love Jesus, in those who have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, in those who are a child of God. You see, the preceding covenant always had with it an element of guilt. The law was there to guide the people into right and proper behavior, but it carried with it the weight of punishment. And while there is an element of punishment that exists within this covenant of the Spirit, the new covenant, it's not a punishment for those that have agreed to live in a covenant relationship. It's a punishment that is by default to those who refuse to enter into relationship with God, to realize that there is freedom from condemnation, that through this covenant that my sin is not held against me. It's not that it's overlooked, it's that it's cleansed. But the Bible is very clear. What forgiveness of sin is there when we deliberately continue to sin? It's like we're thumbing our nose at God. As I've mentioned a few times, I enjoy watching various police agency channels and court channels to kind of just help me wind down. And it's fascinating how there are people that find themselves continually in trouble with the law who seem to honestly believe it's always someone else's fault. There was one the other day I was watching where an individual was stopped by an officer. They were doing a seatbelt or a school zone safety blitz. And the first response was, "I know what you're stopping me for. One of your coworkers stopped me 10 minutes ago." It's like, well, you didn't learn. You kept doing what you knew was wrong. And while the first officer had simply given a verbal warning, the second officer said, "You hadn't learned your lesson." And there's consequences to not learning your lesson. And the freedom given was not a freedom to continue in sin by that first officer. The freedom was given to go your way and correct the behavior that was inappropriate. There was no condemnation, but there was also no permission to continue doing what was wrong. And sometimes I think we miss that in this new covenant, that the lack of condemnation is not permission to keep doing what we're doing. You see, when we live in the covenant of the Spirit, we live in a covenant of freedom. And instead of thinking about the American way of freedom to do whatever I want, how about we think about God's way and the freedom to love and to serve and to give, the freedom to sacrifice, the freedom to forgive, the freedom to be forgiven, the freedom from condemnation, the freedom from eternal judgment, the freedom to belong. There's so much that we have in Christ. Working on a Sunday school series that I'll begin probably mid-March, kind of turning that question of Jesus that he asked of Peter and the disciples, where they were having this discussion about who the people thought that Jesus was. And Jesus turns and says, well, who do you say that I am? We know Peter gives that famous answer, you are the Christ, the Son of God. But we're going to turn that question around. And we're going to be spending some time asking the question of Scripture, of God, a very personal question. Who do you, God, who do you say that I am? And looking at that identity that we have in Christ, that freedom to be who Christ has made us to be. Not a freedom to continue sinning, that would kind of be ridiculous. But a freedom to be transformed, a freedom to be released from the judgment of the law, and to be set free to live in obedience to Christ. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us a freedom that many times we take for granted because we simply don't understand it. And so God, today, help us to examine our life, to see how much of the world has defined who we are and how much of your word has defined who we are. And may we deliberately choose the definition of your word. And God, today, as we gaze at this idea of freedom, of living in this covenant of freedom, may we transform our minds and our attitudes to see it differently than what we may have been taught or may think or may want. Father, help us to cleanse our minds of this American attitude of freedom to do whatever I want, to the greater attitude of freedom from condemnation by choosing what is good and right, by choosing what is holy and proper, by choosing to confess our sins and be forgiven, but still acknowledge that that was sinful behavior and to reject it. Father, today as we live in this covenant of freedom, may we use that freedom to love and to serve, to forgive and to be forgiven. May we recognize it as a freedom from condemnation, not only for ourselves, but for all of those who would come to you and live in this covenant relationship through the blood of Jesus. God, today, may we wrap our hearts and minds around your word. May it fill us in such a way that we see the whole counsel of Scripture. Forgive us for the times where we pick out a phrase that we like and we apply it in a way that suits our immediate need, whether it's accurate or not. Father, that the freedoms that we have in Christ, the freedom from condemnation, your word tells us to not use that in a way that harms others, to not use that in a way that is selfish, to not use that in a way that is greedy or envious or harmful, but to use it in a way that glorifies Jesus, in a way that lifts him up, in a way that makes him known, in a way that's beneficial to those around us. So, Father, today as we live in this covenant of freedom, may we rejoice that we are free from condemnation. May we rejoice that our name is written in the book of life. May we rejoice that we have agreed with you about our sin and that you have forgiven it as we've come to you and confessed it. Father, may we today rejoice in Jesus. And may this covenant of freedom lift us. But more importantly, may it help us to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.